Basketball coaches shows continue here on KNZA 103.9 FM. Now we talk with Perry LeCompton. It's brought to you by First State Bank. And the girls head coach joining us here, Joey Franzetta, as we get set to start 2022 and 2023. Coach, you know, you look at how things went last year for your squad, just a three-win season, but you do lose three seniors, but you bring back a trio of seniors, eight total letter winners in full. How do you feel going into this year, and what kind of squad you have assembled?
Well, I feel really good about kind of where we're sitting at in the season. You know, one of the good things is we were able to get quite a bit of experience playing this summer. We actually had a kid out injured for one of our seniors out quite a bit of summer. So it actually forced a lot of younger kids to get, you know, quote unquote varsity playing time. I know it doesn't really, summer doesn't really equate to games in the winter. However, they were kind of thrown in the fire early, and I'm not going to lie, the first couple games were not pretty. But, you know, they really improved by the end of the summer. I mean, we went on a nice little streak where, you know, I think our last six games, only two teams we lost to were Blue Valley over in Overland Park and Dodge City, which was a state team in 6A last year. So so it worked out really well. I'm really excited for the season. The girls just, even through the limited practice we've had so far, they're just more comfortable. Like, they know what we're expecting. They know what we're doing. It's not everything is a teaching moment. And I think last year, especially with so many things changing, with last year being my first year, I think that's just the biggest thing is they kind of know what to expect. And there's just a lot more comfort, both on my side, both on their side. So everything's going a lot better.
Three returning starters in the backcourt for you, Brooke Metcalf, Katie Bartlett, also Reagan Thayer, and then Taylor Damey. That's kind of the one we like to point to, is one of the better players in the Big Seven. You know, you kind of look at those four as leaders and ones to kind of lead the squad this year. Talk about those four a little bit and what you see from them.
So our guards are pretty solid. I mean, Brooke's been, she's been awesome. I mean, you know exactly what you're going to get from her. She's been a great leader. You know, she's the one that a lot of people look up to on this squad. She just has that, you know, she just has that personality type, that leadership quality that, everyone looks for. And, you know, she has a good chance to go on and play somewhere in college if she wants to. She has a handful of offers right now. So, you know, this is a big season for her and she knows that. And, you know, I know she's up for the challenge. Reagan's kind of in the same boat. She actually had to take over a lot this summer and handle a lot of our point guard duties. So, I think that just got her a lot more confident on the ball. And you've even seen it in practice so far. So she's had a really good start to the year. And then, you know, like you mentioned Taylor. I mean, Taylor's Taylor. I mean, she's super athletic. We got to find ways to get her the ball in spots that she can be really effective at. And, you know, she just does things where you really don't have to have, you know, a set play for her or anything. She can just go make things happen just athletically. So, you know, those are going to be the three that we rely on quite a bit. You mentioned Katie. Katie will be a first-year starter for us this year. She looked really good in practice. The improvement she's made from last year through the summer to right now is incredible. So, I think she'll surprise a handful of people, you know, and that's the group that we'll roll with. We'll start with Emma Nally as well as our, other post. And she's been awesome as well. She's worked really hard, getting herself in good shape, and she's going to have a big season for us.
You got the Paola tournament coming up next week. Paola, Fort Scott, Wellsville, very familiar with that tournament. Have you looked a little bit ahead for those matchups coming up next week? How's the prep kind of looking as you get ready for that tournament next week?
Well, it's a good thing and a bad thing. I'm actually going to be able to go down and live scout Paola on Friday. They played Baldwin, so that'll be nice for them to get a scout. That'll be nice for us to get a scout on them. Honestly, I have no idea what to expect from Paola. They lost, I think, three or four seniors from last year's team, and, you know, one of them was a kid that they relied on her to basically do everything. I mean, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think she was, like, second in the Frontier League in points, first in rebounds, and, like, second or third in assists. So, I mean, that's a lot of production they're losing. So, I honestly don't know what to expect from them. Anything. So it's going to be kind of nice to have a game under our belt where we can go there. Fort Scott, they're coming off of winning the SEK last year. I think they lost like three or four seniors as well. So again, not really sure, but I'll be able to get a scout on them. And then Wellsville, I don't know. If I had to guess, we're probably going to see them in our sub-state. Sub-states haven't been set out yet, but, you know, Wellsville's going to have a handful of returning kids and they're going to be a scrappy group. I know their coach pretty well. They're going to play hard. They're going to play scrappy. You got to be ready to play. I mean, that's the best thing about this tournament is It gets us away from playing, you know, schools up in our area. It gets us exposed to some other basketball. And it's just a good way to start the season off. You know, a little familiarity, but a lot of it is just go out there and play basketball and, you know, see what kind of strides we can and see what we need to do to get us ready for the Big Seven.
There it is, the first of many this year. Joey Franzetta with Perry LeCompton, the girls' head coach. It's brought to you by First State Bank. Our coaches' show's off and running here in 2022. 2023, they get a little bit extra time. They're back to it next week as they'll begin the season with the Paola tournaments, games against Paola, Fort Scott, and Wellsville. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Thank you so much as always. Enjoy the rest of the week, and we'll do it again next week. We appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks for all you do for the kids.